the music. This is Mr. Skullhead, and tonight is a special presentation of the Chicken Skullhead Show. Special because it's on Tuesday, not Thursday, and because I'm not wearing any pants. And here's Jick. Somewhere.
Hey, what?
Jick.
Huh?
And here is Jick.
Hey, everybody. It's Jick, and welcome to the special Both of Us Are Too Busy on Thursday edition of 120 Minutes of Mechanical Bull with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. So I sent out a system message saying that everyone should send Radio Bugbear private messages in chat for your questions, because tonight we are not going to take any calls via Skype because, you know, we don't feel like it tonight.
Well, also, last show was kind of lousy, we've been told.
Yeah.
By people that we consider friends have told us.
No, and you know, I agree that last show was kind of lousy, although what I would not assert is that the ones before that were really any better or
right.
any good at all. But hey, that's just me. We actually already have some questions coming in to the Radio Bugbear, including one from Lou Boo, who asks, so, I can ask you questions? Actually, you can ask us one question, and that was it. Sorry.
Great job.
But yes, you can ask us questions. I'm just kidding. You can ask several questions. You can ask 11 questions. You can even ask 14 questions if you wanted to. Devilon says, will the Pickle Factory be coming back? Well, I mean, it won't be coming back yesterday, like a lot of people speculated, and it's not coming back tonight. There really isn't, as I think somebody said in the forums, it would be very unlike me to actually have something planned out that well, and that is exactly the case. I don't know when the Pickle Factory will come back.
No man may know the hour of its coming or going.
I will say that the Pickle Factory probably will come back, but I just don't know when. Ricker Scott says, will Villa be shut down? No, Villa will not be shut down.
There's a rumor.
Will it continue to generate ridiculous conspiracy theories? Yes, it will continue to generate ridiculous conspiracy theories.
Oswald acting alone. Justin Sane asks, what's the meaning of life? 42. Moving on.
Crystal Knight says, I want a million meat. I want your mom to stop calling me. But neither of us is going to get what we want tonight.
I think we should start out our show with hostility. Open hostility. That's really going to hook people up. Squishy 18 asks, is anything special happening on Thanksgiving? Let me get back to you on that in 48 hours. Euthyphro wants to know, can I dance with you naked? And I assume she's referring to Radio Bugbear. In which case, I'd have to say, knock yourself out.
Euthyphro also probably knows that morality cannot depend on the will of a deity. Wouldn't you say so, Mr. Skullhead?
Well, I think so.
Yeah. At least I think that was the Euthyphro thing. Anyway. Alright, yeah, see, this is what happens when we don't take calls. Actually, this is what happens when I forget until about 5 minutes before we're going to go on the air that we're going on the air tonight. I3Ling_I3Ling, cleverly Bling Bling, says, hey, say, Bling Bling said, what's up, everyone on KOL?
No fucking way we're saying that.
No way, yeah. Euthyphro says, by the way, my name is pronounced Euthyphro, and I knew that. See, this is the problem with Mr. Skullhead, is that he didn't take enough philosophy classes.
I took enough philosophy classes, I can guarantee you that. I took one, and that was fine. Sifter says, what's your thoughts on the contracts? Can we sell them in the mall, or thinking about leaving them as is for a while?
I'm not planning on making them available for sale in the mall. I think they were accidentally left auto-sellable, which is not something that I intended to do, but then after I thought about it, there's really no reason for them not to be auto-sellable. So, yeah, I would suggest that if you have any protection contracts, either keep them as antiques that you can't show anyone, or auto-sell them. Because I don't think Mr. Skullhead's spleen can handle the mob hits ever coming back, ever.
Yes, it's completely vented, and it won't hold anything anymore. So,
Aldous asks if we've found a mirror yet. There are people in chat who'd like to listen but can't. Again, that's kind of out of our control. or at least it's out of my control because I don't know how to do it. But if anybody does, set up a mirror, let us know, and I'll announce it in a system message. Hey, Mr. Skullhead.
Yes, ma'am.
Since I don't see my system messages, maybe you can answer this. When you see my system messages, are the links active?
Let's see. Yes, they are.
Excellent. All right. By the way, everybody, I keep intending to and keep forgetting to activate links in private messages. Every time somebody private messages me a link, I think, God damn it, I wish the person who made this stupid game had thought to activate the links in private messages so that I don't have to mess with cutting and pasting out of the chat pane, which exists solely to dick with you as you try to cut and paste out of it. A bunch of other people ask about the Pickle Factory. Stinky Pete says, what happened to the Pickle Factory? It faded again into the Eldritch Mists.
Mm-hmm.
Devilon says, wait, didn't Devilon already say, will the Pickle Factory be coming back? Are we getting these in random order again, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't think so. I think there have just been some repeats.
Ah, okay.
Let go in our hearts and let go in our heads, Devilon. That's all I can say to you. Have you ever
just seen Jake71 says, what's up?
Special message from 1998 from Just Jake71. The Fearsome Phantom asks, have you ever considered making KOL into a non-web desktop game?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I mean, the reason that I haven't really messed with that or any other games at all is at this point, you know, it takes up so much of my time taking care of all of the stuff that has to get taken care of for the actual web-based Kingdom of Loathing that I just, I kind of feel like I owe it to the people who are playing to not spend a bunch of time on some other project. Even if it was KOL related, I guess, you know, then it would be okay if I gave it to them. But I mean, yeah, it would be cool to make a single-player RPG at some point. What I would definitely do, though, just based on my experiences doing this, is have somebody else write the engine and then just kind of give them content and artwork and not do all of the actual the coding work myself, just because it'll just cut the time that it takes us to put it together in by 90%. Let's see. Thor the Elf says, is the end coming, and by end I mean reset, can I still be saved even at the 11th hour? Again, for those of you who are listening and haven't been paying attention to what we've been saying about reset, it is almost certain that there will be no reset. We are going to try, and we very much believe that we will be successful in repairing the problems with the game and the community that are the things that a reset would target without resetting, and that's the deal. That's the official line at this point. Riff asks if we've picked Yeti names yet, and no. One of the things that I'm going to do while I'm on my little family holiday over the next couple days is read through the 17,000 pairs of names that were submitted and find the maybe 7,000 or 8,000 that are acceptable, then go through those again. Of those, find the 3,000 or 4,000 that make the short list. Of those, find the 1,500 to 1,700 that make the extra short list, and then maybe in a week, maybe in 8 days, or maybe in 9 days, we will pick Yeti names and then give people some fabulous prizes, which will be fabulous.
Serving
Cressel,
the function,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Skullhead.
Serving the function of the Chicken Skullhead Frequently Asked Questions list, Bonger asks, when are you going to finish the Lair of the Naughty Sorceress quest? It's the most evil mission ever because it can't be finished. The reason the Naughty Sorceress isn't in yet is because the entire ascension mechanic is required to go in at the same time, and we're still working on that, so it'll be a little while longer. That is the Pat question and the Pat answer.
Indeed. Let's see. Squishy18 says, the radio site is gone. Is there a date when it will be fixed? Do you know what he/she is talking about?
Nope. I'm looking at the radio site right now. www.radio-kol.com.
All right. Well, that answers that question. The date when it will be fixed is some date in the past. The Uniter says, will there be level-based chats? I know somebody was talking in the forums about how they wanted a chat channel that you had to be a certain level to get into. I think a lot of people are under the sort of mistaken impression that that noobs in the N-E-W-B sense are the same as noobs in the N-0-0-B sense, and that somehow putting level restrictions on a chat channel would make it so that there weren't any annoying retards in the chat channel. I don't think that's as much the case as these people expect, but you know, I don't think there's going to be a chat channel that access to it is controlled solely by what level your character is. There will be, like I said in the forum post, you know, we had planned when I initially rolled out these changes where you had to pass the altar to do any kind of chatting at all, and when I added the games channel, I was planning on adding, you know, two or three or four, although I think I'm limited, and I think I can only do four total. More chat channels that are just sort of kind of random social things, things that open up via either, you know, just you choosing to open them up or through you, you know, performing some in-game task that opens them up. And then just sort of let the function of those channels tell us what it is rather than the other way around, you know. Just have them be entirely, you can choose to go in there if you like the people that are in there. Anything to add to that there, Scully?
No, I think you've done a good job of saying where we are now. Yeah, keep in mind there are great, fantastic players, a majority of them at every single level. There are also some bastards at every single level, so it's not going to solve the problem to have a level-based chat, which is exactly what you said, and I'll say it again. Yeah.
Vicious Weasel. Is Vicious Weasel the guy we talked to that first... the first time we took a call, who was saying that they were going to make the metal Mr. Accessory?
Yeah. I believe so.
Because he says now that he and his friend have recently finished smithing a Mr. Accessory. Would you mind telling me what incantation must be said to give the item its muscular, moxious, and mystical power? Yeah, what you do is in the enchant type field, you put the three-letter incantation, A-L-L, and then in the enchant value field, you put 15. So hopefully, because I like using hopefully as a sentence adverb, even though you're not supposed to, that will actually create the actual enchanted Mr. Accessory that we've been hoping to see.
It is to be hoped. And don't forget the mythical incantation, Owa Tegu Siam.
Right. Anju says, wait, is this read automatically, or is a person named Radio Bugbear really reading this? It is read... it is read very, very manually by me and by Mr. Skullhead, using our eyes and the screen, as opposed to some sort of automated reading software. And we read it, and we make fun of you. And I'm very sorry that my initial reactions... See, I haven't had enough to drink yet, and so I'm not nice.
I haven't had enough to drink, and so I'm not eating your ass yet. And nobody else knows why I just said that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. One time I was being really mean, and Mr. Skullhead said, why don't you keep drinking until you're nice? And I said, why don't you keep drinking until you eat my ass? And is that about how it went?
Yeah, and legend was born.
Let's see. Lenore says, is there anything in the works to make newbie chat less insane? FAQ link, more chat areas for game questions. I try to go in there and help, but it tends to be mostly chaotic. Yeah, I'm certainly open to suggestions. And that's about all I have to say about that at this point. And I realize there does need to be some sort of a frequently asked questions list, but it's like anything else. It's like the same reason that I don't spend a lot of time updating the documentation is because it's just like hardly anybody reads it. You know, the people who are the kind of people who would bother to read documentation are also the kind of people who would probably just either ask in a way that wasn't lame or they would try to figure it out on their own. So, you know, again, I think a lot of the problems that are in there might be problems that I just can't solve because they're problems with people rather than problems with the structure. Yeah. Let's see. Moogle says, when are the enemy names going to be chosen? I think they already went over that. Lubu says, can you make a new item whenever you want? Yes, except when I'm asleep. Or when I don't have internet access. Biohazard Man says, hey guys, question. Can I get a good paddling, please?
Yes, you may.
I don't think that you're allowed to receive paddlings either, since you're a school teacher. and the corporal punishment. I think the laws that make that illegal go both ways.
You certainly shouldn't send me a private message, because I don't know a guy who knows a girl who can hook you up. So don't bother doing that.
Empath of Yimya, or Yimya, or Yimya, says, how interested are you guys in hearing player-created content ideas? Would you be any more willing to consider including any if the art was already satisfactorily finished? You know, we do always accept submissions of suggestions from people, and we do always, you know, genuinely read those suggestions and entertain them and, you know, gauge whether or not it's something we want to use. And a lot of player-created stuff has gone in. That said, it's pretty unlikely, you know, I can't think of a time when somebody has... I can think of a lot of times when people have done a lot of work and they've put together an entire zone, you know, with all of the items and all of the monsters and everything and drawn all the pictures, but I can't think of a time when we've actually ended up using it, just because it's sort of, we're kind of, I don't know, how would you describe us in terms of wanting to stick with our own particular style, Scully?
I think it's just that even if an idea is really, really good, the odds of it being in that weird style that we've kind of cobbled together is, it's not likely. It's hard to do if you're not us. And that's not to say, like, we're really cool and that style's really good. It's just we're really good at it. Because, you know, it's just our natural
sense of humor. And it's what the body of stuff that exists already is.
Yeah.
You know, so, and another thing is that a lot of times the things that people suggest, you know, the more details they try to provide about what it does in terms of the game mechanics, the more it becomes an issue of them being unaware of some of the implications of things. And, you know, that kind of thing, it's like, I wish that there were other people who could think about stuff like that, but really there aren't, because I don't really let people look at stuff, because I'm an asshole like that.
I've been working on the site for, what, over a year now, and I still come up with ideas that aren't practical. So it's a little much to ask for just for Joe Player to be able to come up with ideas that are practical. And it doesn't mean you're stupid or you suck or anything. It just means that there's a lot of stuff going on in here now.
That said, you know, if you come up with something funny, you know, like, you know, Xenophobe put in the unrolling pin, just because I put in the rolling pin and he said, hey, how about an unrolling pin? I'm like, ah, ha, ha. And then, you know, I figured out what it did and how to describe it. It was mostly, most of the things that have gone in as player ideas have been things where really what they came up with was like a phrase, you know, rather than any developed content.
We need to...
Crapstorm says, thanks for the commas. You're welcome.
No problem, Crapstorm.
We need to...
Mole Man, named after my favorite Mexican food sauce, asks, why do I keep having a recurring dream that I'm standing in front of the Council of Loathing dressed only in my underwear? Very soon you may find yourself having different dreams.
Like, very soon.
Really?
Like, real, like, really, really very soon.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath, but, you know, if you have to pee right now, you could probably wait.
Don Juan, no, Don J-U-J-A-U-N says, are you ever with the internet, period.
Are you ever with the internet?
Are you ever with the internet, Mr. Skullhead?
I was with the internet the other night. And by the internet, I mean your mom. yep, riveting radio.
Psychokinetic says, will you ever give out anything besides Mr. A's for donations? Well, yeah, the stuff in the Mr. Store. That's sort of the solution to giving out things besides Mr. A's for donations. Silia says, I was under the impression, bear with me because I couldn't get into the show earlier, that Scully had already laid the reset / ascension rumor to rest as false. Now it's back. So what gives? What rumor is that exactly? Do you know? I mean, the rumor that there would be a reset?
I don't know, the rumor that there wouldn't be a reset, but I hardly laid that to rest. I said that we hadn't decided for sure, but we're leaning against reset.
And as everyone knows, we're leaning very, very acutely compared to the ground.
What I would suggest, though, rather than getting into that discussion yet again on the radio, I think go to forums.kingdomofloathing.com, and there's a sticky thread right there at the top that has pretty much all we've said about Reset versus Ascension, and then page after page of other stuff.
Yeah, that's in the discussion forum, by the way, if you didn't say that. Mr. Skullhead cuts out every once in a while, so you can hear him, but I can't. But typically, our sort of historical occupation of the same consciousness allows me to pretty much know what he's talking about. But when it's specific details like that, then sometimes I miss him. Werebear says, can you remove the... yes. Yes, I can, Werebear. I'm not going to say what the rest was. Don Jujon says, without. Sorry. Are you ever without the internet? Well, I'm about to be conspicuously without the internet as I go visit my relatives in the undisclosed location in the Midwest. I will probably not be entirely without the internet, but I will be mostly without the internet most of the time. And we'll have to see. We'll have to see if my kidneys continue to function properly. I plan on plying them with a lot of beers to help me forget. Mundo Asesino says, was it fun making KOL, and what type of code is it written in? It is, for anybody who doesn't know, Kingdom of Loathing is written entirely in PHP. It has MySQL database on the back end, and yes, it has been the single most fun experience of my life working on this.
I'll second that emotion.
And if I feel like loving you, if I've got that notion, I will concur with you.
Right, right. What is that beep sound? Are we making a beep sound?
Just I'm not making a beep sound.
71 asks six times.
No. Did you forget to put batteries in your smoke detector, Mr. Skullhead?
Nope. Keep this game up. It beats playing Grand Theft Auto. Love this game. Well, thank you, Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor.
Hey, awesome. All right, somebody has a mirror set up at difficulttospell.com. All right, I'm going to post a system message in the chat with the URL of this mirror. In the meantime, Mr. Skullhead, why don't you fill in for me?
All right. Let's see. There was a question. What the hell is that beep sound we get again? Actually, that's JustJake71. JustJake71, did you remember to change the batteries in your smoke detector? Damn. I would, of course, bite right through my tongue the one time I'm supposed to talk by myself. There was a good question up here that I'm trying to find again.
Was it the perhaps LOLOLIRLEET bang 11 bang bang 1 Jew Hacksword? Was that the good one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Ah, thank you, Wooden Cube.
Thor the Mighty says, since you have a ton of listeners...
You heard it, everybody. We've been Hacksword.
Yep. Thor the Mighty says, since you have a ton of listeners, could you mention something about the Pix link in people's profiles and how they get it?
Yes. There is now the Player Pix page run by Thor the Mighty and Adra. Is now sort of official, and I've given them the ability to link people's pictures on their site to the profile page that you get when you look at somebody by clicking their name in the chat. Yeah, so the way that you get that thing in your profile that you've seen on so many other people's profiles is to go to the Player Picks page at kol.stinkernaut.com. That's STINKERNAUT. Again, kol.stinkernaut.com. That's where you go give them a picture, and they will get it to where there's a little stick figure Polaroid in your profile you can click on. And eventually, I will make it so you can turn that off if you want for the people who are being sort of grandfathered into it. But for now, yeah, it's just there.
CT Audi Girl says, is it okay to message Radio Bugbear with advertisements for my clan? No, sorry.
It's okay as long as you don't mind just wasting your time.
Right.
And we're not going to punish you for it.
You know, a couple of people have asked if we could make a channel for chat channel for radio discussion. What do you think about that?
I don't know. That might be a thing to do. Let's see. Don Jujan says, "We hear your computer opening and closing files. That's the beeps." I'm not opening and closing any files, nor does my computer ever make any sounds when I do, because I hates me some Windows sounds.
Oh, you know what that beep is?
Scully, do you have that going on?
That beep is Inari sending me messages through Skype.
Aha.
So what I need to do is find out where in Skype.
Yeah, you know, I think the answer to that question is goddamn nowhere can you turn off the sounds in Skype. Let's see. CyberGo says he also forgot to change the batteries in his smoke detector. The Beeb says that your homoeroticism, and I can only assume that he's talking about you, Scully, is scaring him.
I'm not homoerotic.
Right. Bunny Bab says, why are Miss accessories not tradable like Mr. Accessories in the Mr. Store? A lot of people have asked me this, and the reason that they're not tradable in the store is that nothing that you trade Mr. Accessories for in the store are tradable. You know, the fact that they are the same as Mr. Accessories, notwithstanding, and I think the reason, you know, I consider that to be notwithstanding is because it doesn't withstand. You know, I don't know. We've discussed it, and my take is that pretty much, you know, once you've traded a Mr. Accessory for a Miss Accessory, you've decided that that's what you want for that Mr. Accessory. You know, I mean, because if I do that, then do I have to make the juniors tradable back in? You know, then do I have to start making the other items tradable back in for multiple Mr. Accessories? Because then, you know, people just keep trading back and forth depending on what they want at the time instead of having to actually commit to anything. I don't know.
Maybe we should just add something on the Mr. Store dialogue to the effect of all sales are final.
That might be a good idea. Wooden Cube says, what type of music do you all like?
Hey,
what type of music do we both like, Mr. Skullhead?
I like at least a couple of bands in every single genre of music, bar generally what's playing on the radio at any given moment.
I only like one band, and that band is Korn.
Yep.
Scully, did you just get real far away from the microphone, or is that just an artifact of something on my end?
I didn't realize that you had something up your end. Perhaps we should do this later. No, I just occasionally think that I can relax into my chair, which I can't.
Kaiser says, if this is the radio, give a shout-out to Psyka from me, Kaiser. Hey, Psyka, shout-out from Kaiser.
Here's a little shout-out going through Psycho from Kaiser, here on Radio KOL.
Vegetarian also points out the need for the FAC, which is KOL Bank, with interest, no, period.
Right. We don't want to do a bank with interest. It would create money, and that's a bad idea. Good question we've been getting from a couple of people. Wither the Mr. Exploiters and Villa documents? Is there no longer going to be a way to get them? Will there be a way in the future, or are we done?
Huh?
Now that the penguins are gone.
I know. There may or may not be some way of getting both of those things. I'm not sure. The sort of aftermath of the event, which is almost done, hasn't, surprise, surprise, been really well planned out. But, you know, we'll see. I guarantee that whatever happens, you will be satisfied with it. Actually, no. I don't guarantee that at all, now that I think about it. It will be at least interesting to most people. Let's see. Me Loose Name says, Korn, so sad. I'm really kind of kidding. I kind of like Korn, which is to say that I don't hate Korn, like Mr. Accessory does. Jibubala says, is irregardless a real word? No, it's not. Squishy18 says, any other ideas for trophies? Not any ideas that are going to go in, like, right now, but you know, yeah, there are certainly a handful of things that, I can imagine getting trophies for. Kazer says, I would like to say that this is a great site, and I stopped playing RuneScape once I heard of it in Game Informer, and thank you very much. I played RuneScape once a long, long, long time ago, so I don't really have any opinion of it, but a lot of people seem to be saying that F you, RuneScape, KOL, rules ors, and that's okay. Let's see. Butterfly Girl, not Butterfly 9 in real life, as I thought a lot of the time last few shows. Any hope for making more functions for clans, such as a search function or a limit on the stash? Yeah, definitely. I realize that there are some serious issues with the clan slash karma slash stash situation, and that you know, it requires you to be pretty paranoid if you don't want to get screwed, get robbed, get looted. In a lot of ways, I want to say to you that the solution is to be more paranoid. You know, I mean, it's like, that doesn't happen to clans that we're in. And the reason for that is because we're very, very careful about who we let into those clans. You know, but something should be done. You know, I don't know if I want to go so far as to make the clan like a store where there are things, you know, you can assign trade-in values on stuff. That would be cool. If you could do that, you know, if you could make it so, all right, our clan stash will give you 300 karma for a bloody beer and charge you 250 karma for a, you know, tomato, whatever, that kind of thing. Actually, that would be pretty neat. Maybe I should do that. I also, it would be kind of cool, I think, to add, speaking of that, the ability... Although there are some logistical concerns with this that are the reason that I've sort of stopped considering it the last few times that I've tried to consider it. The ability to set your store up to buy things from other people at a certain price and in certain quantities. You know, maybe limit the total amount of money that your shopkeeper will spend on your behalf. But I think that could add another kind of cool dimension to the mall. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about that kind of thing. Megary asks, Megary says, rather, thanks for having me on the show last time and adding the commas. They have eased my brain. Well, thank you for calling the show and being brave enough to tell us, hey, dumbass, put some commas in the meat.
I'm back, by the way. I'm back, by the way. Sorry about that. That was my cell phone company calling.
I see.
I got to tell them, I'm doing a live call-in show on the radio right now. I don't have time to talk to you.
Wow, that must have made you sound like a real pretentious asshole.
I do my best.
Do you get the pretentious asshole discount now?
Yep. Thor the Alpha said, if Scully isn't homoerotic, then what's with the frat paddle? Check the description on the frat paddle, Thor the Elf.
He has the heteroerotic frat paddle. Lucy Goosey says, hey, have you... No, she doesn't say... He slash she doesn't say hey, but just says hey. I mean, not hey. Says...
What the hell are you talking
thought about? Hey, adding hey, make number of items on the cooking and cocktailing screens, in addition to make as many as... to make X number. Yeah, I think about it every time somebody asks me to do it, and I keep forgetting that that's the kind of thing that I should spend my time on. So yes, I will, eventually. I have been, you know, as I'm sure you guys noticed, I've been trying to be better about doing a lot of that kind of stuff, interface improvements and such, you know, what with the commas that everyone is so excited about, and the multi-use on items, which pleasantly, thank you very much to the Warehouse 23 guys who discovered... Actually, Hot Stuff single-handedly discovered 2 infinite meat bugs in the last 2 days. Because I've been in the habit of writing a lot of code drunk. Not really. I just kind of made the same dumb mistakes because I had been doing things that I hadn't done anything similar to in a long time. Yeah. So, anyway, thanks, Hot Stuff, for that. And everybody else, thank Hot Stuff.
For the fact that you can.
Banana Fat Man says, do you guys like webcomics? What's your favorite webcomic? You go first on this.
I have lost track of it recently, but I've been a Sluggy Freelance fan for a long time. Actually, Something Positive is probably my favorite these days. That's somethingpositive.net, I think. And it's really, really good stuff.
Are you not reading Sinfest anymore?
You know, I haven't read any of them for a couple of months. Just that missing 3 days and then just being overcome with ennui.
I've found that since I no longer have a 9-to-5 day job, that I don't stay in the habit of checking things that have to be read regularly, because, you know, since I'm doing stuff that I enjoy pretty much all day long, which is to say working on this stuff, I don't have any impetus to screw around, which is when I got most of my webcomic reading done. I read Penny Arcade pretty regularly. I used to read Goats, and then I lost interest for some reason. I never really got into any of the ones that Mr. Skullhead likes for one reason or another. So, yeah, that's about it. Somebody else asked something else.
Stinky what? Pete asked, why did you nerf the 664 scroll exploit? Yeah, you bastard. Why did you nerf the 664 scrolls? Those were great.
Yeah, there's no such thing as 664 scrolls. That question contains the answer to itself. Why did you nerf that exploit? I mean, you don't nerf exploits. You know, you nerf bad design decisions. When something is obviously not working the way that it's supposed to, that was not a nerf. That was a fix. Let's see. Sandrine says, my housemate demanded to me, are you listening to a talk show about Kingdom of Loathing? This is the height of dweebery. Never knew dweebery was a word. Are you proud? Yes, I am proud. I'm proud of you not only for listening, but for introducing me to the wonders of the word dweebery. Blowme911 says, are you guys ignoring me? I've sent loadies of messages. I bet you can't imagine why we're ignoring Blowme911. Now, we're not really, I don't think we're ignoring Blowme911. I remember answering some messages from him.
So does my
lovely assistant, Xylinia. Banana Fat Man says, can you guys say wiggity wiggity wes si fuheva? I can, apparently.
I think what we need to do is start ignoring messages from Banana Fat Man, even though that's a freaking great.
Oh, I get it.
You didn't get that before then?
Name. No, I didn't, and it's because I, for some reason, the thing in my brain that says things out loud as I'm reading them is, or even the thing in my brain that says things out loud as I'm reading them out loud, which is my mouth, apparently is not connected to the other stuff. Dark Wolf, will there be an item that help you smith stuff like the chef in the box? Not an item, no. Arcone says, you should have a display case to brag about having rares, but you don't want to actually sell it. That's a pretty good idea, actually. That's something that I thought about. Cuckoo says, I'm being brave. Hey, dumbass, put some commas in the inbox, please. In the inbox. Oh, like on meat amounts that are sent to you. All right, take the mic for a few seconds, Mr. Skullhead, while I implement this change.
Uh-huh. Chaos Hick asks, are you, Jick, and Mr. Skullhead Nintendo fans? All three of us are Nintendo fans from way back in the day. Right now, I'm on the fence about the DS. I think I speak for Zach, too. We're just not convinced that's more than a gimmick. But, yeah, since the little robot that spins tops, I've been a Nintendo guy. And, let's see. CyberGoat asks, is the broken cell phone just a quirky item to show the ensuing Yeti-Penguin conflict, or does it serve a higher purpose? Wait and see. Build a Cat, do you like the idea for an in-real-life cookbook? Yes, we do. Get the heck right on that. and we'll see what you come up with. Crazy Foo asks, why is it that none of my messages are noticed? I don't know, Crazy Foo. That's really weird.
Any of your messages to Radio Bugbear? Or to account number zero? Because I know why those aren't noticed.
Moyedi. Or Moe Shambor in her pretty cabinet asks, can we have proud bearer lines for the other accessories? Which is a decent idea, because once you trade your Mr. Accessory, you also trade that little line that says is a proud bearer of X.
That's true, and yeah. Yeah, that's probably something that I should do. Do the proud bearer, and then do the whole proud bearer of an entire family of Mr. Accessories if you've got one of each, because that's kind of cool. Mm. You know, as I've said all along, I've been kind of reluctant to give any kind of good, you know, super in-game benefit to people with one of each of the Mr. Accessory family, just because, you know, I don't want to totally unbalance things towards people who donate, just because I don't, you know, I don't want to give the impression that we're just like, hey, give us your money. But yeah, certainly the proud bearer message should go in. I believe that I might have just added commas to sending meat in messages. Somebody send me 1,000 meat in a message and I'll tell you if it worked. Actually, I think I can check it using Radio Bugbear, who has been timed out. Awesome.
Kalan asks, is there any possibility of there being more familiars added in the future? At least once a month, and whenever we put in new content and we feel like the zone could use a familiar, or, you know, a familiar suggests itself.
Yeah, so basically not only the possibility, but the certainty.
Word.
Oh, wow. Radio Bugbear is getting a lot of... All right, there are commas in meat that is sent to you attached to messages now. There are a lot of actual K-mail, I can't believe I've started saying K-mail, messages sent to Radio Bugbear, which I'm logging in as him, so I will go through these. Let's see. Jick says, heya, you gain 1,000 meat. Oh, wait, that was the message I just sent myself to test the commas in the meat. Char says, why are we in a kingdom without a king? That's an excellent question. As we do more of this holiday stuff, and as we start to do a few more interesting little calendar things, the history of the Kingdom of Loathing will begin to make itself clear, by which I mean begin to be made up by us on the spot.
But actually, we're just writing what Gan tells us to write. So pray that we survive long enough to tell the whole story, or the Dark Tower will fall.
Who's Dan?
Gan.
Oh, Dan who?
Gan.
Oh, Dan who?
Dave's not here.
All right. Tacos writes, I saw an ad on Game Informer and G4 about this site. How was that managed? That's a good question. You know, the Game Informer I wasn't aware of until the magazine was actually out. That made me pretty happy, though, to be written up in a magazine that I actually subscribed to. I actually subscribed to Game Informer twice, because I got a subscription for my birthday last year, and then I signed up for a discount card at GameStop, who told me that they would just tack on my free 6 months to the end of my existing subscription, but turns out, no, they didn't. So yeah, somebody on their staff just liked it, I guess, and decided to write about it, and the same with G4. Ketchup Ninja is the guy's character name, I think. He's one of the guys who works in the G4 studios, and he just, you know, liked it and said, hey, guys, we should do a show about this guy's game, and they did the thing, and then it was, the rest was, it's really like, let's see, Benet Dude says, hey, is this Jick and or Mr. Skullhead and or both? Yes/yes. Can you confirm this by saying my incredibly spooky name, Benet Dude?
We're talking
NET dude.
Lisa Bonet or John Benet Ramsey? Or?
Yeah, John Benet Ramsey. That is pretty spooky. Yeah. Bob the Great says, are you Matt Stone and Trey Parker by any chance? Do you like South Park? No, yes.
Yeah, would that we could be Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Bob the Great also asks, will there ever be any more familiars? Like bigger and better or anything? Yes. But not better. We've put a moratorium on improvements from now on, and we're only going to put in crappy things.
Which, if you ask a certain percentage of our player base, is what we've been doing for months.
Absolutely. Let's see. Nicodemus, Lord of Canned Meats, says, do you know how much meat is in the game? Yes. It's like 460 billion. Down an incredible amount in the last 2 weeks, which makes me very, very happy. There was a 1% reduction in meat between yesterday and today, for some reason, which is cool. Because I'm not entirely sure why that happened. I don't know if it's like a lot of people doing mob hits because they were afraid, and rightfully so, that the hits were gonna go away today. Let's see. The beeping is question mark. This is why Blow Me 911 asks why we're ignoring it. The messages that he sent as K-mail messages to the Radio Bugbear. Let's see. Chaos Chick asked about the Nintendo thing. Blow Me 911 says, the beeping is ? Skype ? On Urguy's computer ? Right. We figured that out.
There needs to be a shorter name for the question mark, you know, like bang for the exclamation mark.
Mm-hmm. It looks like there is another mirror set up, and it is early enough on that I think I can put just a message on that. So take it away, Mr. Skullhead.
There is. What's up with there not being enough forum mods in discussion? Earlier, people were posting porn links, and I could only block it in random ramblings. Do you guys think we need more in discussion? Says Shield. Should we invite Shield to be a discussion mod as well?
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
He seems to have proven himself with the random ramblings.
Char says, why are you so sexy? Talking to the Radio Bugbear, of course.
I think that's just the way he kicks it.
Yeah, you know, he's not bad. He's just drawn that way. Chewbacca says, what a Wookiee. Will the ghost pickle on a stick ever come back? Probably not. Oh, wait. Okay, what is he? Might be a good idea to say radio mirror. People are easily confused. Okay. I'd like to make king mirrors. Bob the Great asks, will we be able to get more adventures? You will continue to be able to get more adventures by eating food, drinking booze, and waiting.
Yeah, the game would really suck if you got, like, 60 adventures at the beginning, and then you just never got any more. Let's see, Squishy18 asks 12 times, will Mr. and Ms. A ever get married, and can I go to the wedding? Frankly, I think that Mr. A has issues with commitment, and that's causing a rift between him and Ms. A. So, I wouldn't look for that anytime soon. Sad, but true. Juice Swami asks, are you guys Jewish? Nope.
She also sends 1,000 meat. He or she sends 1,000 meat and says, you guys rock. Thank you for everything you do. You gained 1,000 meat. Man, I love commas. Andrea Moxious asks a good question. Is there any way there could be a list of who is currently online in your clan? That's a pretty good idea. I think I should add that feature. I think, Mr. Skullhead, you should remind me to add that feature.
Seeing who's online in your clan?
Yeah, like a / clan mates or something command that would show you people who are in the chat and in your clan, as opposed to, you know, people in your clan channel.
Right.
Good enough. Have you thought about giving sellers the ability to see a listing of what items they have on sale at the flea market, maybe when they will expire, etc.? That is also not a bad idea. Bob the Great asks, wow, what do you call somebody who's like the Beatles and puts out a lot of stuff?
Prolific.
Prolific, yes. What a prolific message writer this Bob the Great is. What gave you the idea for KOL? It was Skullhead's mom.
Yep.
She was like, you should do something cool so that I can feel better about constantly having sex with you. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah, I was there. Videotaping. Super Sorcerer asks, well, actually commands, add commas in Rofiles, yo. And then later says, profiles.
Rofiles. Okay. All right. Chewbacca then also says, Wookiee speak for hello, in parentheses. And that was actually all spelled out, and I read it the best I could. Let's see. Can you make a, Skycruz asks, can you make a most hungover players for per week, per month, and most ever? Not easily, but a lot of people have requested that. That might be something to go into the forthcoming sort of random rotating leaderboard extravaganza. Caleb14 says, well, first, he says, are you going to do like a trivia question tonight to let people win money? And no. The 120 minutes of
down alternative of comforters?
Roman bathhouses and comforters? What?
Is that down alternative comforters?
Down alternative comforters. Are you just looking around your room for nouns, Mr. Skullhead?
Yep.
All right. I was listening to a System of a Down alternative the other day. They were called Korn.
Right.
Says anyway. So no, we're not going to do trivia questions to let people win money because that's not our style, you know. Let's see. Caleb14 also says 2 minutes after that last message, I need to take a crap. Thank you very much for sharing, Caleb14. Boozerbear asks that if he auto sold all of his pickles, would I reinstate the ghost pickle on a stick recipe? You know what? I might. I'm not sure that he wanted me to say that publicly because now I would imagine that he's going to get a metric ass load of messages saying, "Hey, auto sell all your pickles." But yeah, you know, the reason that I haven't done that I disabled and have not re-enabled the ghost pickle on a stick recipe is because the ghost pickle on a stick is a very powerful familiar, made powerful by virtue of the fact, or, you know, because of the fact that it was rare, and once the pickles became no longer rare, then, you know, I didn't want there to be that many of the single most powerful familiar in the game out there, so that's why I did it. But yeah, Boozer Bear could take a significant chunk out of the number of duped pickles that there were. So I don't know. Maybe there should be another little council thing doing a little bit of research to figure out how to make ghost pickles on a stick, for which they will need, you know, say 90 to 95% of the pickles in existence in order to get that going again. That's a pretty good idea. You got anything to add to that, Scully?
Nope. That's just another. Well, the when can we make those again is another one for the fact list, but that's all right. Do you? Yeah, is the episode of game the episode the issue of Game Informer with the KOL blurb in it out now?
You know, I saw it at GameStop. I actually bought a couple copies of it for my mother at GameStop yesterday, but I have yet to receive either of my two copies in the mail.
Okay.
But strangely enough, my two subscriptions to Game Informer are offset from one another by like a week.
Hmm.
So I don't really know when you're supposed to get. Like, people had that episode, that issue, and were telling me about it, like, I'd be 10 or 12 days before I ever saw it at the store. And I kept expecting to get it in the mail. But also, they were saying that they had December's issue. Really only maybe 2 weeks after I got my second copy of November's issue. So, but it's the, I forget what it has on the cover, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's the December. It's the one after the one with Kung Lao from Mortal Kombat on the cover. Let's see, a message from Mavid 2 to Radio Bugbear dated yesterday at 6 p.m., for some reason. I love Queen. Thanks for playing it. Killer Queen. How about there, Under Pressure? It's my favorite. I like Queen. I like Under Pressure. Yeah. I like David Bowie.
Queen's pretty cool.
No, wait, I'm sorry. I don't like any band except Korn. Black Belt Duck sends 133337 minus 100778 equals 032559, you gain 32559 meat. That's a weird message.
Yeah, I don't...
But thank you.
Yeah. Koo wants us to sing again today. But we've established that there's no song so simple that I can't forget how to sing it on the radio, so... That could be kind of tricky.
So it looks like... that's weird. There must have been, and I wish that I had known this before, there were people sending regular mail messages to Radio Bugbear during all of the last few shows. So that's something we should probably pay attention to from now on. Although I don't want to make it official by saying it's okay to do that, because we probably won't think of it. Wow, this 2 hours lasts a long time when we don't take any calls.
I know.
Yeah, but we must press ever onward, for today is St. Crispin's Day.
Tis?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's St. Crispin Glover's Day, so we just need to be kind of creepy and in a cool way all day.
You don't understand anything, man. So, did you ever see The River's Edge?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. And you never read Henry V?
Nope.
Yeah, because that's where Henry V is, like, giving this speech. Like, there's this battle that they're just, like, doomed. And they're, like... And he's, like, trying to figure out a way to rally his troops. And he tells them that it's really important that they win because it's... And then he just figured out some totally ridiculous holiday that it was. Like, sort of, you know, if we were leading the rebellion and things were looking bad. And so we tried to rally our troops by saying that it was, like, National Cranberry Sauce Awareness Month. And that we can't let the cranberries down. But it was, like, St. Crispin's Day, you know.
Once more into the breach, dear friend.
Once more into the breach, yeah.
Or close the wall up with our English dead.
Yeah. So were you just, did you just Google that, or did you actually know it?
I just, I've heard that monologue before, but it was in some kind of drama contest.
Anyway, that's about the only part of the play that's worth reading, in my opinion, but that's because I like corn more than I like Shakespeare. So anyway, see, at the exact stroke of the second hour is when I just suddenly decided that it would be a good idea to start having a private conversation with Mr. Skullhead with all these people listening. So, as whoever it was last time said, yes, the second half of the show does suck on purpose.
Right. And to cement that, Changlin, or Shanglin, asks, have you guys ever thought of permanently banning people who constantly get banned from chat for spamming and begging and stuff, and 20 question marks. The problem with that, Changlin, is that we can't really permanently ban anybody from the game. We can ban characters, but not players.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of the rationale behind the escalating bans, which I don't know that a lot of people really know how that works. Like, the first time you get banned, you get banned for an hour. Second time you get banned, you get banned for 2 hours. The third time you get banned for 4 hours, and then 8 hours, and then 16, and then 32, and then 64, and then 128, and then 256, and then 512, and then 1024, and then 2048.
Show off.
All right. I'm not really showing up. I'm, for our listeners, that's sort of like being able to count to 10. But, yeah, so it's kind of already in place that if people get, like, really irritating, that they will effectively be banned forever. I mean, if they get banned more than a handful of times. Although I don't know that there are really that many people who have been banned a handful of times. That's one really effective way for us to cut down on multi-abuse, though, is when you multi around a ban to keep spamming the chat, you get all of your accounts deleted. Which, you know, that helps. I think eventually people get sick of it, and they decide to start behaving so that they don't lose all of their crap.
Right.
Zmobi says, I thought I'd congratulate you on the Booze for Babies scheme, quite possibly the best item sync you could have come up with. Also, is it the first item sync in the game? Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, I guess auto-selling is sort of the best item sync in the game. But yeah, there are going to be some more things like that, some things that are done in an effort to sort of trade big piles of items that there are too many of for new content. I've got this big thing on my whiteboard that's part of a plan that was spawned by an initial idea by a player named Kim Vengeance that was just really cool and that people are gonna like. That'll be a ways off though. There's a troll on the KOL forums now, says yes. Sandrine. Uh oh.
Yes, there is. I'm kind of looking at that as we speak.
Yeah, what are they doing?
It's a fellow by the name of Fluckyou, I think, who's just starting a whole bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah? Linking to bunnyteens.com.
Right.
I don't know if I want to click on bunnyteens.com or not. Probably I think I don't.
You know what PHBB needs? PHPBB needs? Is a way to view all posts by someone and delete them from that screen. That would be really, really useful.
Ah, fuck you, bitch. Of course. Right on.
Good on you, Fluckyou. Keep fighting the good fight.
Yep. Wow. You know, this is really my favorite thing about people, is people like this guy. Let's see. Let's read some more questions. Megary says, Jick, for the record, are you a filthy hippie? Not that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I'm a hippie, but I'm not filthy.
Yes, you are.
According to Jezzerfly, I am filthy. Gay Wiener asks, who has to perform the Anmeal sacrifices? I don't know, which one of us performed the last Anmeal sacrifice, Mr. Scott?
I think in a way, all of us perform Anmeal sacrifices every day.
Megary says that she had to memorize the Henry V speech for school. I had to memorize the Gettysburg Address. What did you have to memorize, Mr. Skullhead?
I had to memorize the Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow speech, which is a lot shorter than the Henry V monologue. Which is good, because I'm a lot stupider than Henry V.
Squishy18 says, was Mr. A Jr. an action of fornication between Mr. A and Miss A?
Yes, Mr. A Jr.'s a bastard.
It was actually adopted by a pair of Mr. A's.
Yeah.
You know, just to add yet another layer of homoeroticism to an already incredibly homoerotic. Kaiser says, do you have any romances in this game? I'm really not sure what you mean by that. Are you sure what he means by that, Mr. Skullhead?
Yep. Bunny Babs asks, have you seen the movie The Five Obstructions? Awesome. Nope. Saw The Incredibles last night, though.
What'd you think?
It was really, really good.
Yeah, I was really surprised that there were a lot of opportunities for it to suck, and it just conspicuously failed to suck every time it had an opportunity. And that was really awesome. Da-da-da. Let's see. Vegetarian suggests cooking and bartending skills and levels. Basically, I think what he's saying or she is saying is that it would be cool if the cooking and bartending skills sort of went up with use so that they actually required some effort and in order to make the high-end stuff. You know, I deliberately didn't do it that way because I don't like the crafting systems in MMOs. I don't like the way that they require you to just make a pair of pants over and over and over and over and over and over and over again so you can figure out how to make a shirt. I don't know. You know, like I said, I'm probably going to do that with the fishing thing just so that it can be kind of an optional, kind of cool thing, you know, give some interesting and rare and, you know, maybe some things that are unique to fishing that are only acquirable by people who spend a lot of turns on it, who really kind of, you know, elect to specialize on that. Let's see. Lucy Goosey says, since you mentioned it, cell phone prices have increased 300%. Man, I love that. I love this random targeted bouncings around of the economy. You realize, Mr. Skullhead, that we're responsible for a lot of very clever manipulations of the economy, don't you?
Yep, and it continues to be the very last thing we consider when putting something in.
Yeah.
Because, Like, when we put content in, we don't want to think about how is this going to affect the economy. We don't want to think about how is this going to affect people whose mission is to collect everything in the game. We just want to put in stuff that we think is funny, and thus far it seems to be working.
Yep. The economy is really... I understand that a lot of people really pay a lot of attention to it. You know, I mean, I'm helping some people do some serious academic research about it, you know, and I'm all about cold fronts thing. That's just really impressive and really cool. But, you know, it's a side effect of what we did. It's not something that we did. I'm happy that people get some enjoyment out of it, but every time somebody says that we've done something, you know, specifically to deal with some perceived inequity in the mall, that was never really the reason.
Right.
Build a Cat says, why haven't you implemented the disturbing fanfic? We haven't implemented it yet. We will. It's because it's part of a new mechanic that's part of Ascension, and it'll be good. You'll see. Let's see.
Lady Sapphire's question was a good one. She wanted to know if it would be possible to implement a multiple recipient or a carbon copy on KOL mail.
I would have to limit it. You know, I could see certainly doing a carbon copy, but I don't want to. I really can't have it let you just send it to as many messages as possible, because then every single player in the game would just receive 150 messages a day that bore the Katechlit as the body. And
right.
That's it.
Although the other thing she says is a way to send messages to all clan members would probably be...
See, that's the way clan messages used to work, and then it just got to really be a problem with huge clans, and so I stopped doing it that way and started doing the clan messages as a thing that you post on. I realize that's kind of a pain in the ass, you know, and it's just that I don't want to say you can't have 3,000 people in a clan, but anything that generates a query for every single person in a clan... Anything that 3,000 person clan does is going to just bring the database server to its knees. And I can't have that. I can't have, you know, just normal player actions causing that kind of strain. And so there are certain limitations to what's feasible. And that's why I'm sure the clan message system, since I wrote it a long time ago, it probably isn't as good as it would be if I went into it with the, you know, things that I've learned about making interfaces better and stuff since then. And, you know, it will certainly get a rewrite at some point, because everything will get a rewrite at some point. But for now, yeah. I mean, I could see adding maybe a CC or two or 11 CCs, but not an everybody in the clan regular message.
Maybe a CC writer, something.
White Hat Luck says... I have been waiting for Ascension since it was mentioned. Approximately how much longer will we have to wait for it to become available? And, you know, the reason that I haven't given any estimates is because I don't want to disappoint people by not making the estimates. And I'm afraid that's what would happen. So I'm still going to not do that. Mushu the Great asks, is there a lottery in the kingdom? No, but there should be, because that would be a really good and really automated and, you know, pretty... effortless meat sink that people would also enjoy. So I would, yes, eventually there will be a lottery. I'm also thinking about doing a silent auction kind of thing, where there's a, you know, pseudo rare item up every day that you bid a certain amount of meat, and then at the end of the day, whoever bid the most meat for it gets to keep it. And then we were thinking about doing the silent but deadly auction, where you bid a certain amount of meat, and if you are the highest bidder at the end of the day, then you get it. Otherwise, you still lose your meat.
Ooh.
That would be pretty. That'd be pretty evil.
Yep.
I think it would sink a lot of meat out in a hurry, but I think it would just really make a lot of people very angry. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we got on the PMs? I have too many windows open. By the way, anybody out there playing World of Warcraft today? Because I know I was. And woohoo.
Lauren asks, will there be a feature on the forums to ignore a certain poster?
You know, I don't work on the forum. You know, the forums are sort of a product that I use rather than something that I wrote. So I don't know. I don't know if there is such a feature on PHPBB. I didn't even know how to use the IP address feature until yesterday when Schild or somebody explained it to me. That's how much attention I pay to the things you can do with that software. Squishy18 says, what happened to the Yetis who destroyed Uncle P's? Are they lost in the town? No, they came back into the fold.
Pretty safely. They didn't just break off and destroy Uncle P's and then go hit the town. You know, they were part of the herd, and they just happened to run over Uncle P's. Tragic accident.
Blowme911 says, do oo gaves know of any sites that will tell oo how to make a mirror for the radio station? No, I don't. That would actually be really good information to have for next time, though.
Somebody gave me a link for that, and I posted it in a system message a while back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe that's what the person was talking about who sent the message that said, please post that link again. Zenizes says, what's both of your favorite colors? Both of my favorite colors are black and blue.
Because he gets bruised a lot and just had to learn to love it.
Shish Kebab says, do you think that Radio KOL was a good idea, and did it help your popularity of KOL? And yes, absolutely. It was a fantastic idea, fantastically executed from the beginning, and undoubtedly it has brought people to the game who would not have found it had it not been for finding the music that was playing at a certain time via Shoutcast and finding the station and then thinking, hearing, you know, something about a meat giveaway, wondering what the hell the DJ was talking about, and then taking a look. Let's see. Obfus Jake says, well, I hope you guys are happy. Spectral Pickles jumped in price 200%. Funny the way the market works.
Hey, more meat changing hands is just fine.
A player who will not be named, because I think that the whole point of this message was to be named, asks, ever see a penis come out of a vagina? With no question mark, so I'm just assuming that rather than a question for us, it's just some Dada poetry.
That was gorgeous.
Nice work, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm weeping.
Bunny Babs asks,
Do
you have something really special for someone who donates a large amount? What do you think of as a large amount? Tricky question.
I don't want to say that, you know, we are going to just start doing really special stuff for people who donate a lot of money. I mean, there are people, you know, the secret Santa / sewer rats guy, that guy has just done some incredible stuff. You know, he's you know, single-handedly, which is really, really saying something, he has single-handedly donated enough to keep the site running for, like, 2 or 3 weeks, which, for one guy, is just nearly inconceivable. And everything that he got, he just gave away on the radio because he is just awesome. You know, that was kind of the reasoning behind the Mr. Store, is to just, you know, people who did send in, you know, more than 10 or 20 or 30 bucks, like, they would give them some more stuff to get. And, you know, and then you by donating and getting a lot of Mr. Accessories, you do get some power. You know, you get not necessarily with us, and certainly not, you know, in any official or duplicatable capacity with us. But it's like, I mean, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, for the most part, people who are going to donate a lot are also really cool people, and so we just find them anyway, you know? And so, you know, we work with them. Like Dargu's parcel van was one of the biggest donators to begin with, and he came up with the idea of the golden Mr. A, which, you know, has turned into something that people really like, you know. And I was like, that's kind of cool. Let's see. Devilon says, World of Warcraft owns, yes it does, and PHPBB has the feature to ignore certain users. I still don't know how it works, but apparently it does exist in the forum software. On a silent but deadly auction, the LA Science Fiction Society has auctions where the second highest bidder also pays. A bit more fair than everyone paying. That's actually kind of cool. I mean, because it would be probably similarly effective. S. Dugicus. S. Dugicus? Have you thought about adding any more ultra rares? Have you thought about doing any more kingdom-wide raffles? Will you ever implement something like plus accessory slots that cost Mr. A's? That's something a lot of people have asked about, and that would be a big pain in the ass to code at this point. The ability to have something give you more accessory slots. I kind of like the idea, but you know, it's a little bit too powerful to be a donation item. You know, it would have to be something that, you know, became available to you at one point as a quest. One thing that might be kind of funny is if I took that suggestion to mean that I should just say only allow you to equip one accessory when you start the game, and then make you have to do a tricky quest to open up the additional second and third accessory slots. But let's see.
We should have
Giggs says, will the Hall of Records ever update more than once per day? Yeah, it can now. That the once per day updating was a sort of an artifact of a really bad time in server load history. So yeah, that's a pretty good point. Maybe I ought to start having that happen every hour, because it's not that big of a deal. You might notice a little bit of a glitch while the thing was running, just because it has to open up some tables and keep them open for a long time. But let's see. Nobody's given me any World of Warcraft love other than the couple that I've already said so far. I was having a good old time today playing my human mage with the tiny Zergling pet because I am an idiot and bought the collector's edition. Fat Man asks, did you guys say Wiggity Wiggity West Sifu Heva? Yet.
Yes. Where
yes,
were you?
Yes, we did, and I still don't understand.
It's West Side Forever.
Let's see. Adler says, you can't spell manslaughter without laughter.
Nice.
Yes, you can't. Let's see. I have a drink for Jick if you like black and blue. Bombay Sapphire plus Blavod, in parentheses, black vodka. That's weird.
That is weird.
What I don't know what Blavod is. All right, so there is another link for... Did you repost this link for how to...
Indeed, I did.
...set up a mirror?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. You're one step ahead of me, as usual.
That's all, and that's no joke. Stevie asks, what is going to happen to Uncle P's? Will it be replaced by something else? Damn it, children, wait until Christmas to open your presents. By which I mean wait and see.
Blowme911 asks us to mention that he has the cheapest Mr. Accessory in the mall at 30 million meat. Wow. Are Mr. Accessories in the mall really close to 30 million meat now?
That would be really impressive.
Let me look at Culture, because, I mean, that would be, like, I don't know, yeah, 40% reduction, 40% deflation in, like, a week and a half. I can't believe that that's actually the case. Let's see what the average for the last 24 hours has been. Thanks to Cold Fronts Marketplace, which is awesome. All right, everybody, stammering. That's good. All right, so there's a bunch of 125, 100... All right, since there were five of either Crimbo items, gas masks, or champagne sold in the mall today... Yeah, Mr. Accessories, yeah, are down to 36 million, which means that conceivably right now there could be a sort of a price war going on where they were at 30 million. And wow, that's pretty impressive. See? The meat sinks are working. There is gigantic deflation.
They jeered us at the Sorbonne. But we knew. Oh, we knew.
What are you talking about? What's a Sorbonne?
It's the, mad scientists, when they're ranting, you know, my creation has been brought to life. They jeered me at the Sorbonne.
But what's the Sorbonne?
It's a French school for
mad scientists.
For mad scientists, yep.
Awesome.
Really dismissive and mean mad scientists, too, because they're always jeering people. Quality radio, kids. Big Ben WD asks, will the penguins ever be totally off the peak, and will we ever see those famous landings of not? Wait and see. Stop asking about stuff that's going to be implemented soon. Fair Lady Kate asks, where's the Mountain Dew? There is a mountain stream up on the icy peak. Perhaps you can find some bottles thereof.
Yeah, so Blavat is an import vodka, which is black. It looks cool. I'm gonna have to take a look at that. Word. Sweet Irene says, since you ignored my other five MSG, would you please say my name? I didn't ignore the MSG. I just didn't eat it because bad for you.
True.
Can you provide some clothes for Miss Accessory? I mean, if you aren't going to make her equal to Mr. A, she should at least be allowed to wear clothing. Yeah, that's it. We should make accessories that are equipable by accessories, like a new class of items.
And then could those accessories be have their own class of accessories?
Well, they would only be able to equip the original accessory.
Right.
Race car spells race car backwards, says JustJake71. Awesome. Johnny Rocket says, do you like Halo 2? If so, do you play on Xbox Live? I would imagine that I don't like Halo 2. I really didn't like Halo at all, and I didn't buy Halo 2. Zaniza says, what's your favorite pizza topping? Mr. Skullhead's favorite pizza topping is semen, because he doesn't like mine, which is ham and pineapple.
Don't get me started. I like ham and pineapple with a little Red Bull poured on there for spice, and some sausage with maple syrup, and some corn.
Where did the Red Bull come from?
Josh hates it. I was just going for things that I rant about hating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Red Bull is some sick shit.
Crazy Foo asks, what are you planning for Christmas? Wait and see.
Andrea Moksha says, what is the Warcraft thing you're talking about? Talking. It's World of Warcraft, man. World of Warcraft. Look at worldofwarcraft.com. Fatman was not aware until now, apparently, that it was out. But it is. It was released today. He says, why does the collector's edition suck? The collector's edition doesn't suck anything other than just, like, an extra $20 out of my pocket. You know, I mean, it's like I was paying for a CD key, you know? So I elected to pay more for the CD key because it comes with a cloth map with a metal ring around it. We're going to have to do the collector's edition of Kingdom of Loathing, Mr. Skullhead, which comes with a cloth map with a metal ring around it.
I don't know. A metal ring? That could get expensive. Wow.
Not if we just bought a bunch of really cheap keychains and used the keychain rings.
Right. I'll be goddamned. It actually is black vodka. Here's a link, Jack.
Hey, thanks.
That makes for good radio. Archie Chick is chicken.
And now we're going to give you a play-by-play on our MSN Messenger conversation.
Well, Bob.
Wow. This is cool. You can float it.
All right, already.
You know, that would really suck. That, like, the one thing that I prefer to not have true of my drinks, at least my mixed drinks, is that all the alcohol not be floating right on top.
True.
Yeah, because it's sort of like a black and tan where the black is just rubbing alcohol and the tan is just tonic water.
Right.
Let's see.
Kraysal has volunteered to start making a desktop client for Kingdom of Loathing.
You know, certainly send us some examples of your work. I mean, if you've done stuff like desktop RPG development and you're interested in maybe getting to work on something, I mean, that's certainly something. Like I'm gonna start calling out on every one of these shows. Anybody who is like a good Flash programmer who's actually got some stuff out there that people look at and you know, the kind of thing that you would put on a resume if you were trying to get a job as a Flash developer and is interested in working on, you know, any kind of, like, little mini-game projects with us, please get in touch with us. Oh, Butterfly Girl says, the Sorbonne is a famous school in Paris. My boyfriend went there.
Did they hear
awesome.
Him?
Butterfly Girl's boyfriend is a mad scientist.
That's really cool.
Let's see. Fembot Artsy Pants says, do you gentlemen have time for anything other than working on KOL? Oh, and what's the Canadia obsession? Not that there's anything wrong with that. Take off, eh, you hoser? And yes, we do work on stuff other than KOL. I work on leveling up my World of Warcraft character and masturbating.
I work on the same time. Occasionally playing Beautiful Joe for 45 minutes and then realizing in that 45 minutes I've not hit a single save point and then stopping playing Beautiful Joe for another week.
And yep.
I really need some new games for the Cube. One of these days.
Oh, the Where's the Mountain Dew ref? I get it. It wasn't Where's Mountain Dew, like, why isn't there Mountain Dew in the game? It was Where's Mountain Dew from the Dead Alewives recording about Dungeons and Dragons, where the guy keeps saying, Where's the Mountain Dew?
Oh, right.
It's in the fridge, duh. Sandrine says that the Sorbonne is the best university in Paris. And, you know, hands down, I guess, if you want to become a mad scientist, the Sorbonne is where to go.
Yep.
Wow, this is taking a long time to refresh. This lag sucks.
Now, what are we going to do about the lag?
Fat Man posts a link, which I'm assuming is about the John F. Kennedy assassination game. Yeah, what are your opinions on the JFK assassination game that was released yesterday? I don't know. Everything I read was that it was supposed to be a proof of concept of the whole multiple gunman thing, just proving that it would just be superhumanly difficult for Oswald to have pulled off the things that the Warren Commission report says that he pulled off. But, you know, honestly, I don't care. You know, it's like I wouldn't buy a game where you raped babies to score points, but I also wouldn't put myself in a position of power with the opinion that it should be against the law to create such a game. You know, because, you know, if you don't like something, don't buy it. That's my opinion. If you're offended by something, don't buy it. Tell everybody why you're offended about it. You know, if they listen to you, then maybe they'll become offended by it too, and you win.
Yeah,
But, you know, I don't like censoring stuff. Bunny Bab says, what are you planning for Chanukah? Or is that just, is it really, is it Hanukkah? I mean, is it,
yeah.
Is it like Hanukkah?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. What are we planning? We're just going to do the, I think just Crimbo, Crimbo rolls in both Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa.
Yeah, Crimbo is not a religious holiday.
And anything else that I may have forgotten about.
It's a holiday
Crimbo
for everyone.
Not a religious holiday.
Except Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa is a made up bullshit holiday. So, yeah.
Black Riff Raff says, can adventures be amassed over the 4-day Thanksgiving holiday? There is no internet access for me on the Outer Banks beaches. I would say if it was a matter of just changing a single number somewhere and I could up the adventure count for a little while, that I would, but it's not that simple, so no, I'm not going to. Let's see. Baney Boy says, I think there should be some sort of socialist campground care so as not to judge on kind of house/pagoda. I'm not really sure what that means.
Baney Boy is our resident communist who always wants us to talk about communism.
Yeah, but there should be some sort of socialist campground care. I don't know if that's a typo or just some use of the word care that I don't understand. Quaggy is one of countless individuals who send us the message like this. I love you. Please bear my children.
You can have them right now if you want them.
I don't get a lot of messages like that. Speaking of the Outer Banks, which is where Riff Raff is going to be for Thanksgiving, everyone should go to Red Lobster and eat the Outer Banks sampler, because it's tasty. There's like some shrimp in there, and some scallops, and some deviled crab, and it's all covered with cheese and baked. Mmm. Hey again, guys, says Shield. Yes, more World of Warcraft love to Jick, but you are a little silly for buying the special edition. Yes. Let's see. Anyways, I want to sell my Hypno Disc, and the Mr. A advertisement worked well. So does that mean that there is now a Hypno Disc in Shield Store, and you should go look at it? And the prices of Hypno Discs should fluctuate in some way based on my actions that I totally don't understand.
Ooh.
Was that spooky? I meant for it to be spooky.
Yeah.
Big Ben WD says, Big Ben WD, once he turns 40... That'll be awesome.
Yep.
You didn't buy Halo 2? Cries for all mankind.
I didn't buy it either. Halo sucked.
Yeah, you don't have an Xbox because you're poor.
But I wouldn't buy.
You wouldn't buy an Xbox. I don't
buy an Xbox.
No,
I might buy an Xbox. I didn't, but I'm not buying Halo.
I got it for free. Roxanne says, "Do you think we could ever have some cherries in the game?" Probably. Someday. There isn't any ice cream in the game either, is there?
True.
There's that
bottom
of snow cone.
There's
there
a snow cone,
be,
yeah.
Though. There will be.
There will be.
There will be. There is kind of a movement to duplicate anything that exists in real life in our game, which, I think that's a good idea. And it's going to get interesting as we run out of things, and then we have to duplicate Kingdom of Loathing inside Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah, and the other thing people don't realize, like, we get a lot of suggestions, like, you should add pancakes to the game, but they don't say how it would be funny, you know? I mean, there's, like, the most boring items in the game, in my opinion, are the ones that we've put in just because, like, oh, yeah, it would make sense for you to be able to cook these two things together and make something, even though we didn't really have any funny way to do it.
Hmm. KOMOD announces vicariously through us that he is back on the air on Sunday night. He's been off for a while because of high speed internet has been down, and he is going to be giving out some radio gear on his shift Sunday night, so go listen to KOL Modi. He's also a very, very good DJ in addition to having stuff for you.
And again, you can check the schedules, I think, can't you, as a regular person, by going to radio-kol.com.
Yep.
May or may not require the www before it. Raynor says, are you going to implement any more trophies into the game, and if so, any clues? Yes, and there are no clues yet because there are no more trophies yet, so no clues. Typically, when I put in a new trophy that rewards you for doing something weird, I don't actually start keeping track of the behavior until I put the trophy in, because I really don't have any reason to keep track of every weird behavior that there is in the event that I decide to put a trophy in for that. Kyvan says, 42. Have you tried the Nintendo DS yet? 42. No. I'm resistant.
As am I.
I've yet to see, and I think, I didn't buy a GBA for a long time either, and it wasn't until, I tend not to buy a system until there are, like, a half a dozen games that I know I would like, that I know are good. It was why it took me forever to get a GameCube. But
alright, Ashaland is not going to stop asking this until we answer it, even though we've already answered it, so is there any way to change the combined cocktail cook to allow us to make a specific number of things instead of just one, or make all? Yes, and soon.
Right.
We've been over that.
Exactly.
Oh, now, Yalmer points out that when you layer a drink, like with that black vodka illustration, you would then drink it through a straw.
Huh. Oh, right, like the mind eraser thing. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
That sort of goes into this whole school of thought in drinking that I'm not really that into, which is that the point of drinking is to just drink as much as you can as fast as possible and to get really drunk. I would say that the way that booze works in Kingdom of Loathing is a pretty accurate reflection of the way that I feel that booze works in real life, is that, you drink some, it makes things more fun. You drink some more, it makes things more fun. But you do it kind of slowly, You gotta pace yourself. You gotta not drink until you're falling down drunk, because then it isn't fun anymore and you can't adventure without falling in the bushes.
Right. The Jake model is more to start around noon and space out the drinking until, midnight or so.
But to only have one beer in that amount of time.
Yep, an ounce an hour.
I have never started drinking at noon.
No, we did in Mexico, but,
Look, no, that doesn't. Okay, Mexico doesn't count.
Yeah. Hyper Kink says,
in other news, I am moving to Mexico.
We should move the, we should build the Kingdom of Loathing office in Mexico.
Yeah. Asymmetric Publications in Choya Bay.
Uh-huh. Hyper Kink says, I called that Dead Alewives thing. Also, is Scully gay? No, Scully is not gay, regardless of what Jick says, nor does Jick have sex with my mom a lot, nor do I have sex with his mom a lot, nor do we give each other head, nor do we mutually masturbate. We like to make fun of each other in kind of ironic ways, which aren't necessarily the truth. For example, I had sex with Jake's mom last night, and it was lousy.
Yeah, because, see, the truth is that he had sex with my mom last night, and it was fantastic.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. Clear on that? Very good.
It's all right.
DevDog asks, would it ever be possible to retire from PvP?
Yeah, that's actually something that enough people have asked for that I think, and I would like to open this up for public discussion, which I really should probably do in the forums rather than here, but I am considering making it so that if you go an entire week without instigating a PvP attack against somebody else, you are allowed to glue your hippie stone back together. Because I think that there is no way to abuse that. Somebody might come up with some way of abusing that. All right, I like sentences. Frownface says, do you play Super Smash Bros. Melee? If so, what characters do you like to play as? I tried to play Super Smash Bros. Melee the last time I visited Scully up in the frozen shithole that he lives in. And it just confused the hell out of me and made me angry. He has since explained it to me in a way that makes me want to give it another shot. I think my favorite character would probably be Link, just because I like Link. But I'm basing that on zero experience with the game.
I'm a Pikachu guy, just because he has a lot of distance attacks. And maybe the occasional Mario. Although a lot of... Mario's one of the characters, and there are many in that game that have an auto-kill-yourself special move, where it just moves you really quickly 3 or 4 inches to the left or right, so you just immediately fall off just by doing the button mashing that you have to do with the game.
HyperKNC says, have you been working on the game for the past month, or has it been your clone? You say it's you. Why must you turn Radio KOL into a house of lies? I'm not sure what would lead somebody to believe that it has been my clone.
Begun, this clone game has.
Right. At last, we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi.
You know, I saw the trailer for Star Wars Episode 3 in front of The Incredibles, and I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It looks
what
like...
What were you going to do, not see it before? I mean, that's the shitty thing, is that you can't not see it.
True.
Squishy18 says, is the A in ramen pronounced ramen or ramen?
Ramen.
Neither.
Ramen.
Or the A in ramen is pronounced ah. Ramen as a whole is pronounced ramen. Chang Lin says, I work at a bar and people start drinking at 9 a.m. Yeah, but give those people the benefit of the doubt. They probably work the night shift, and so 9 a.m. is their 7 p.m.
Or they're alcoholics.
That's the other possibility. Let's see. Disco Bird says, any special plans, any quote, special, unquote, plans for, quote, Thanksgiving, quote, you know, something, quote, giving away free item, quote, wise. Wait and see. It'll be cool. You'll be happy. Silia says, tell your mom I left the 20 on the toaster. Fuck that. Tell her I took the damn toaster. Now, you know, yeah, I thought I was going to have something witty to say, but... Baney Boy says, I named the female Yeti Scully, and it will remain named that in my head, regardless of whatever name you draw/choose. I'm really surprised that Baney Boy didn't name the male and female Yetis Carl and Marx, respectively, in that Baney Boy seems obsessed with communism.
Fembot Artsy Pants asks, who is that yelling in the background? Why, that's Jezzerfly, who is home from work early.
Sorry.
And is very sorry for yelling earlier.
He wasn't really yelling. Psychokinetic says, Oi! Because Psychokinetic is apparently Jacko, who started playing Kingdom of Loathing. Will there ever be rewards besides Mr. A's for donations? I thought we pretty much already got the question from it. Oh, wait. There was a message saying that she, or he, I don't know why Everybody knows Psychokinetic as a girl's name. Well, that's what Mr. Store is for there to be other rewards for besides Mr. A's for donations. So, yes.
So, do you think that we need to have a frequently asked question list that we compose at 8 o'clock that comprises the questions that were frequently asked and answered in the first hour?
I don't know. It could be.
That's possible. Werebear asks, are there new shore adventures planned? Yes, we just got to ride them. And then? Juswami reminds us you should never shower with the Pokemon because one might peek at you. You should never shower with the
Pokemon.
What's
up with our Jewish players and their clever Pikachu things?
Pikachu. I hope Pikachu still has the icon, the avatar that I drew her. Anyhow.
Which one was that?
Riveting Radio. The one that I drew at the bar, Pikachu with the Yamaha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was actually really cool. Like, I had no idea that you could draw.
I can draw Pikachu.
You can draw Pikachu, and that's pretty much about it.
Yeah. Any religion that you choose, really.
Trogdor says a week is too short to get your hippie stone back. See, this is exactly the kind of thing that I was hoping would come out of this. Please try to be a little bit more specific about why. I mean, to say a week is too short is well and good, but to say why, hey, you know, Trogdor is awesome, and a chat PM is obviously not long enough to. why does wine suddenly make me belch?
Why does belching make me whine? Stegicus asks, why is it that Halloween falls in the KOL calendar while Crimbo is in the real life calendar? Because we decided, starting with Halloween, to roll out the Kingdom calendar holidays on the day of the year in which they're closest parallel holiday to real life falls, and then add them to the calendar.
Yeah, because, I mean, see, the thing is, like, next actual Halloween, we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do. Because, you know, like, I like the idea of the, what is it, 96-day year?
Yeah.
Is it 96? Yeah. The Kingdom of Loathing calendar year. And I like the idea of, you know, there being some holidays. Like, basically what we're going for is for there to be a holiday pretty much every month of the Kingdom of Loathing calendar, which means that, you know, every week and a day, there's something interesting and different going on. But, you know, we still are into Halloween, and so want to do something for the actual Halloween. So, like, you know, next year, time will tell, but there'll probably be some sort of different special event on actual Halloween. You know, Thanksgiving I'm not so big on. Christmas I'm not so big on, you know? So, I mean, it's like... I don't know that once the Thanksgiving analog and Crimbo go in as Kingdom of Loathing holidays that we really necessarily need to start doing everything every year. Because otherwise you end up with a lot of extra holidays, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll just see.
Crimbo's the other main one. I'll push for Crimbo because I'm a Christmas fan.
Yeah. I got a Christmas fan once and I was like, damn it! I wanted... heater instead of a fan because it's cold.
That's a great story.
That was a good story. You know, like those signs that say in cold weather, ice may be present? This one time this guy gave me ice as a present and I was like, dude, that's so lame.
That's another great story. I stand by the Watch for Rocks sign down in Sedona with a case of cheap watches and hand them to anybody who gives me rocks.
Wow, that's a pretty good idea.
Hyperkink asks, why is it that you always have They Might Be Giants Hovering Sombrero constantly, quote-unquote, playing throughout the show, by which he means that's what's sitting in my Winamp queue. So that's what Radio KOL is constantly saying is playing right now.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to tell Winamp to spread the 120 minutes of whatever with Jake and Mr. Skullhead thing, because that's... got to be kind of irritating to the listeners. It would be irritating to me. Free Snot says,
awesome.
you guys are so funny.
Where?
Yeah, wow, I'm a fan of the name Free Snot. Amelinda says, hi guys, you rock my small self-centered universe.
No, we actually rock our own respective small self-centered universes as well, so thank you.
Mm. Let's see, Devilon says, I would say 2 weeks to be able to glue your hippie stone together along with a certain amount of meat. The problem with the amount of meat is that what is that amount? You know, if it's high, then the people who most need to un-PVP... Here's the biggest thing. PVP is really, really unfair right now if you don't know the kind of ridiculous things that you have to do to make yourself an effective PVP player. So that's the problem. The problem is that people break the stones thinking that PvP is going to be something that they can actually participate in, but it turns out that they're just going to get their ass handed to them over and over and over again until they start doing that thing that PvP players do where they deliberately keep their level low and buff up their secondary stats. And, there are going to be some changes to the way PvP works to just make it a lot more interesting, a lot fairer, a lot more dangerous to attack somebody at a similar power level to yours, because right now it's pretty much completely deterministic based on stats. And it's not to say that the new system, which I've been working on which the Warehouse 23 guys have pretty much done on their own end, is really well thought out and really well designed and really good, and people will like better in the long term, even though they will piss and moan without end for the first like few days that it's changed. But that's something that I think might need to be done before we really think about putting the hippie stones back in, just because it might kind of obviate the need for such a thing to happen. It will give you more than one way to be good at PvP, is basically what the changes will do. Let's see.
Changman asks...
Wooden Cube tells a horrible joke that I'm not going to repeat.
Yep.
Not because it's offensive or anything, but just because it's not funny.
Stupid. Changlin asks, help me here, I can't figure out which booze to drink, Bailey's Irish Cream or Peachtree Schnapps.
Mix them!
Ooh. Creamy peaches. Peachy cream. I would suggest getting yourself a bottle of scotch.
Peaches and cream, though. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. Now I'm going to have to try that. I think we have both of those things, or we'll have them soon.
Oh, wow. TechSmurf points out a solution to the to the They Might Be Giants problem. We could just make an MP3 called 120 Minutes of Noun with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Play that, and then that would stay in the playlist thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
But, I mean, the title of the show runs across the Radio KOL thing.
Does it?
Yeah. Go look.
No. I don't know that. See, because I'm never listening to the radio when I'm on it.
Right.
Because that would probably create some sort of irritating feedback loop.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the only thing is if you're subscribed to Chatbot's radio updates, you just won't get any for the entire show. But that's because we don't play music. And, we've done our best to keep people from listening to this. Like, we don't play any music, we make fun of people.
We don't do any contests, we don't do any giveaways. But how many listeners do we have?
Well, we're still maxed out, and we've got a couple of mirrors running.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yep.
And that for even really... Although I did do the system message, right? That's actually probably a good idea. The one cool thing about sending out the system message before we went on the air is that there was a backlog of messages to Radio Bugbear before we went on, which made it so we didn't have to come up with, you know, the 2 or 3 minutes of random crap that we normally have to come up with. Super Saucerer says, is the Heavy D taken from Heavy T and the Boys? No. Because that's not what you asked. Is Heavy D taken from Heavy D and the Boys? Is what you asked. And yes, yeah, it is.
The girl.
It's
the
not
girl,
just a coincidence.
For all of your KOL reference needs, Cold Front has a really good and growing encyclopedia of in-game references.
It's really awesome. I was reading it, and I was like, wow, I totally didn't remember writing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Brain.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty good sandwich.
Let's see. Fat Man says, you need to queue up some Katamari Damacy in your Winamp.
Have you
heard
of
this? I need
to
get a copy of Katamari Damacy, because that seems kind of fun.
I'm going to have to check it out once I get my PS2. But
were you still not able to find one in your freezing cold shithole that you live in?
No, I haven't found one in the freezing cold shithole, and I haven't looked in the polluted, unlivable three-quarters of the year shithole that you live in, so...
Mm-hmm.
I just saw it referenced in a real-life comic and checked it out, and it looks very, very strange.
Yeah, so Stinky Pete says, Bailey's and Peach Schnapps creates a solid when mixed.
No shit.
Wow. It is called a brain. Add grenadine equals bloody brain. That's really weird.
I'm gonna have
I mean,
to
I can see, like, Bailey's and lemon juice creating a solid, but I wonder why Peach Schnapps. I mean, maybe...
It curdles the Bailey. The Bailey.
Yeah, but I mean, what about, like, would peach juice curdle milk? I mean, are peaches as acidic as citrus? Again, awesome, awesome radio.
Apples would. Apples what? Alcohol. In other news, apples and alcohol are now the same thing.
Wow, that's like my lifestyle just got so much cheaper. And also keeping the doctor away just got a lot more fun.
People are asking if we're going to add new campsite items. Yes. Wait and see.
Jen Swami, no, Jew Swami. Also, in other news, everyone named Jen is Jewish, and vice versa. Have you thought of adding a secret link or button somewhere in the game that might double stats or just do something awesome? And sadly, no. Well, you know, thought of it. We just can't, because there's no such thing as a secret when, you know, basically the first person to find something is going to post it to a spoiler site or talk about it in the chat, and then everyone knows it. So, you know, there are certain things that we just can't do. Like the leaflet code. We can't do the leaflet code.
Yep.
Let's see.
On that
hand. Amelinda says, on a completely different tangerine, are there any plans to ever offer clan stat purchases that are just for a certain subset of clan members, below a certain level or whatever? Boy, I don't know. I mean, like, it would have to be kind of complicated. If somebody wants to come up with an idea for how that would work and what the benefits it would convey would be, then I'd certainly read it. But yeah, I'm actually pretty satisfied with the way those buffs work now. The buff work. How close are we to done, Mr. Skullhead?
We've got 5 minutes, two of which needs to be a song so we can do a handoff.
Right.
So, 3 more
Sly
minutes.
Sly Mover says, what video card do you use when playing World of Warcraft? I actually bought... What do I have? I got it when I got my dual monitor set up. I think it's a Radeon 9800 Pro, because I had two outputs. So that's what video card I use when playing World of Warcraft. And it's awesome. Silia says, check EB Games, Target, and Best Buy for Katamari Damacy. Severely fucked up and highly addictive. My GPS dropped 1.3 points the semester I bought it.
I don't even have
So it'll be good for Kingdom of Loathing productivity.
Yeah.
Actually, she says my GPS dropped 1.3 points.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's not what she meant, though.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure that Siley is not a girl.
Yeah.
Wooden Cube sends the same joke again, which is still not funny. Juicewami says, where is this master list of obscure references? It is on Coldfront. KOL.coldfront.net. Link to from the front page, the official Kingdom of Loathing fan site. The only place you go to do all your KOL stuff shopping.
Or at least until we put in the store, which is coming soon.
Well, right, yeah.
Yeah, somebody asked if we were going to add some more stuff to the Cafe Press store, and new, we are going to have our own store.
Yeah, we're not going to add more stuff to the Cafe Press store, but I've got a closet that is rapidly filling up with groovy Kingdom of Loathing merchandise. And as soon as, and I suspect that this is going to happen in a couple of weeks, as soon as the last couple of things that we're thinking show up, then we're going to put that out there. And there will be a place for you to buy black shirts that say Kingdom of Loathing on them, which is going to be awesome because they're shirts that won't suck.
Yep.
I'm sorry to everyone that the only option for getting shirts is Cafe Press, because I know that those shirts are awful and they're expensive and they're goddamn white. Which what did
White shirts were made to be worn under other shirts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess I have a handful of white shirts, like white T-shirts with stuff on them that I wear, but and you know, I mean, I guess.
But as a general rule, they're because of the same reason why people have white Kingdom of Loathing shirts. Like, for a while, there were
a
lot of cool They Might Be Giant shirts that were white. I don't like sharing my nipples and their binary state with the world. But,
see, I do like sharing my nipples with the world, but I do that by cutting holes in my black T-shirts.
Right. Zach's nipples. Let's all think about that for a second. And it's about time for us to get the fuck out of Dodge, so... I will say happy Thanksgiving to everyone who celebrates it, and happy having to go to work on Thursday to all of you in other countries. And I will see you on Monday, and Jick and I will be doing our radio show again next Thursday at 7 o'clock Mountain Time.
Thank you for listening, everyone. This has been 120 Minutes of Mechanical Bull with Jick and Mr. Skullhead.
Word up.